Hey, we're back. Hey. Episode 9, baby. Welcome. Light it up, light, igniting minds, elevating faith, where we try to bring a little bit of light into a dark world, one episode at a time. My name is John, but you know I don't do it alone.
Yeah.
Got my boy Josh with me. Huh? Hey.
How you doing?
Tonight, we got a great show. It's episode 9. It's, what is tonight's show, Josh? It is Plant the Seed. Episode 9. Episode 9, Plant the Seed. We got a great show for you tonight. Josh, you know what, brother? Tonight we got us. A special guest is going to join us after your segment, my brother. We got Mr. Joe Stan is going to be joining us tonight, man. Joe Stan is the founder of Warpath Ministries, man. And I'm excited to have him with us. Yeah, dude, he's going to join us tonight, man. So I'm looking forward to that.
Warpath Ministries, where's that located? Could you tell us? Do you know?
I think it's throughout the country, actually.
Is it?
But, I think he's up near, we'll have to talk to him here in a little bit when he comes on, but I think Joe's up by in the Carolinas. And I think one of the other founders is up, I want to say New Jersey, New York, somewhere up there. But we'll talk to him. We'll find all that out.
Yeah.
But as always, man, we like to tell people what Light It Up Live is all about, because when you hear Light It Up, boy, it could mean different things. But we actually got it from Genesis 1:3. And God said, let there be light, and there was light. God saw the light was good, and he separated the light from the darkness, man. And that's what we're all about here on Light It Up Live, man. Every episode, one episode at a time, man. We're just trying to we're trying to bring a little bit of light into a dark world, whether it's through tears, whether it's through emotion, whether it's through laughter. We're trying to bring a little bit of light into a dark world, man. When I thought about planting the seed, and I knew it was going to be a good show, I wanted to call Joe and have him touch on some biblical things on it for us. You think of planting the seed, man, and everything big starts from something small. Every giant tree that you see in the forest at one time just started from an itty bitty little seed down in the dark sand. And today what we're going to be talking about is what it means to plant seeds of faith, to plant seeds of habits in our lives together. And so we're gonna dive into it today, man. How's your day been going, buddy?
It's been going pretty good, man. Enjoying my day off, you know. It was raining earlier, you know, so I couldn't do nothing in the yard again. Yeah. Which, whatever. I ain't mad at it. You know what I mean?
I ain't mad at it. Amen, yeah. My brother. You know, I've had a chance here recently to plant some seeds, man, and I love it. I love it every time when you can plant a seed, because it's such small things that you could do to plant a seed, man. But like a big thing for me, I don't know how many times you've had to hear me all the time when I'm talking to somebody, when I leave, I say, God bless you. God bless. We'll see you. God bless. I say it all the time. And just that little bit there could be planting a seed for somebody, because and that gets them thinking about God, and then maybe that'll get them the ripple effect, maybe that'll get them to say God bless you to somebody else, and maybe that person needed to hear that, you know what I mean? Maybe that person needed to hear God bless you.
Yeah, the butterfly effect is real, you know what I mean? You know, a little bit of kindness goes a long way.
Yeah, absolutely, brother. Yeah. So I know we're coming up on my favorite segment. Don't forget to we are broadcasting simultaneously on Facebook, TikTok, and now we're on Twitch as well, my brother. We're on Twitch. Yeah, boy. So we're on three different platforms at the same time. You guys, don't forget as well, we do have a YouTube channel. Go to YouTube and search at Light It Up Live, all one word, and you'll find us there. Please hit the subscribe button. Josh, please tell me to subscribe button. Please.
Please tell you what?
watch this. A light. As
a lot of light.
soon, I was in the dark. Soon as we get up to 50 subscribers on YouTube, we'll better go live. We'll be able to go live simultaneously on that too. So you guys do us a favor, man, and go help us spread the word. Help us spread the message of Light It Up Live here. And go to YouTube at Light It Up Live and hit the subscribe button. Josh, you know what my favorite segment is, right?
Yeah, some spotlight thing or something.
Yeah, boy, it's Josh's spotlight. It's I'm going to get some theme spotlight. Music. Spotlight.
Yeah, maybe that is some.
What you got for Josh's?
18, man. I need some 18 music.
Oh, that's pretty good. Yeah. What you got for Josh's spotlight? You guys, stick around. We're going to have Joe Stern coming up right after Josh's spotlight from Warpath Ministries. I put out the signal for Joe to come in and talk a little bit on Matthew, because I think it's going to be fire when he comes on here and speaks. So what you got for Josh's spotlight, brother?
All right, well, my spotlight, I'm going to keep with the subject matter, planting that seed. And the one thing I thought of the most, too, when it comes to that is the key family member. You know, the one family member that every family has that rallied the troops, that got everybody together. You know what I mean? Like, you remember growing up, we always had the big Christmas things with our families and stuff like that. And there was that one family member that planted that seed of love. You know what I mean? Like, for me, it was my grandmother Carpenter. We had Christmas parties all the time. And, you know what I mean, all the holidays we gathered at grandma's. She planted that seed, you know. And when she passed away, it kind of ended. We all still love each other, but the foundation was gone. So we was just a house with stilts. You know, we was just all our own people. And I mean, we'd say Merry Christmas to each other or whatever, but it just was not the same. It wasn't the same with them, the key family members, you know. And I think they plant the biggest seeds in all of us, because if you had that in your life, you know what I mean? If you ever got to have something like that happen, you was truly blessed. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know my lady's the same way, her grandmother, you know what I'm saying? The whole family would rally around their house, you know, at Christmas time, at grandma's house. Not their house, not uncle's, you know, whatever's house, grandma's house, okay? Because, I mean, now this award usually goes to the women, too. Women are usually the key members in the family. You know, once in a while, dad would get it. But, yeah, dude, my whole spotlight's on that. You know what I mean? If you have someone like that, or if you've lost someone like that, you know what I'm saying? Think about it. You know,
yeah, think of the seeds that they planted for generations to come.
Yeah, to come. Yeah, and Like my Aunt Teresa, she lives in Kentucky, and she is the backbone of that family. I could tell just as someone out here looking into it. Yeah, that whole family is amazing, and it's really amazing because of her too. You know what I mean? They all took a piece of grandma, and it's good, man. It's good. That's my favorite seed to plant right there. You know what I'm saying?
Amen, brother. Yeah, man. Yeah. I see what you're saying. Yeah, because There's always one person in the family that kind of keeps the family connected together. And then, yeah, that them seeds that they're planting all over the place, man, I can dig it.
Yeah.
I can dig it. My brother
definitely has a ripple effect. You know what I mean? Through the generations, you know.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
We got a special guest about to come up, my brother.
All
this
right.
This is, his name is Mr. Joe Stantz. He is the founder of Warpath Ministries, among other things. I'm going to let him, they got a nonprofit. They travel the country spreading Jesus's word and spreading hope and strength to the ultimate healer, which is Jesus Christ. And so I'm super, super glad to invite in with us Mr. Joe Stan. Come on, everybody.
All right.
Hey. What's going on, fellas? How are you doing tonight?
Oh, good, man.
Good. How you doing?
I'm wonderful, man. We had a good day today. Did a little charity motorcycle ride, and I actually got Jeff down from New Jersey. He's in North Carolina tonight.
Oh, yeah.
He stepped out to run some errands, so gave me some time to get on this thing with y'all. Been chomping at the bit, man.
Heck yeah, dude. Now, the reason why I called you is because I was thinking about this plant the seed thing, and then when you think of the Bible, what do you think about? You think about the mustard seed. And that's why I called you up, man, because I was like, man, Joe, can you speak on that a little bit, man? Can you speak on Matthew 13? And Joe said, absolutely. He said, absolutely, I'll speak on it. Joe, what do you What do you got, man? What do you got from Matthew 13, man? Preach, brother. What do you got about planting the seed, man? How do you see it?
Well, you know, before we get into this, it's just to preface, like, Jesus spoke in parables, and you know, there was a couple reasons he did this. One was because, you know, the Pharisees were out to get him, and you can kind of reference John 9:5, or really John 9, the whole verse, but this is a story of when he heals this man that was born blind. And, you know, Jesus spits in the dirt, he makes mud, he rubs it in the man's eyes, tells the man to go wash his eyes out. When he washes them out, there he can see again. And though he's doing this in a physical aspect, it's speaking to a spiritual nature. The Pharisees come and confront Jesus about this, and he more so accuses them of being spiritually blind. And a lot of times, like, you know, Sermon on the Mount, all the way through, Jesus makes a statement, those that have ears, let them hear. Those that have eyes, let them see. And he's not speaking physical, but we all have ears. We all have eyes. But he's talking about the spiritual eyes, the spiritual ears. And human ears can hear many sounds, but there's a deeper kind of listening that results in a spiritual understanding and has a transformative meaning. So, you know, going into Matthew 13, he opens this up with a parable about a sower, a farmer. And I'll read it real quick. It says, listen, a farmer went out to plant some seeds. As he scattered them across the field, some seeds fell on a footpath and the birds came and ate them. Other seeds fell on shallow soil with underlying rock. The seeds sprouted quickly because the soil was shallow. But the plants soon wilted under the hot sun, and since they didn't have deep roots, they died. Other seeds fell among thorns that grew up and choked out the tender plants. Still other seeds fell on fertile soil. They produced a crop that was 30, 60, even 100 times as much as planted. Anyone with ears, let them hear. So, you know, Jesus is, like, he's talking about soil, conditions of the soul, but what he's actually speaking to is the condition of the heart. You know, that pathway soul, the first soul that he spoke about, that's hard. It's not plowed. It's difficult for root to take place. The seed can't even get under the ground. So the birds came in and plucked the seed up. So this speaks to a hardened heart. The rocky soil, you know, it flat out tells you it's shallow. A lot of us have shallow hearts. And when we do, you know, we go to church and we get that on fire faith, and then we run out the door and it turns right back to what it's all about me. It's not about the kingdom. It's not about God. It's about me. And then those plants get wilted under the sun. Then you got the thorny soil. These are distractions. It's like when I get distracted by the job title, the new car, the house, the daily task, where I don't get in the word and I don't seek understanding. Those distractions will choke out my faith. And then he speaks to the fertile soul. But, you know, in this scripture, you know, you have a farmer here. And though the main message is about the soul condition and the heart condition, there's a farmer here for a reason. Now, Christ is the main farmer. Like, he's the one that gives us the seeds that we can plant. But it's up to us to, you know, as part of the Great Commission and being ambassadors of Christ, it's up to us to be a version of a human that when you look at us, you see a reflection of him. So we got to be farmers too. And part of farming involves cultivating the soil. And when I was listening to Josh on the spotlight, you know, that grandma was a soil cultivator. Because I had the same experience. Mm. My grandmother passed away, and the family gatherings just wasn't the same. You know, people stopped coming. People stopped talking. People stopped being a family. And it's because we lost our soil cultivator. You know, she had already thrown the seeds out, but there was no one there to remove the rocks, to pull the thorns and the briars, to plow the fields, to keep them watered, to maintain the crop so that that root can actually take hold and grow into something special. So, you know, starting out in Matthew 13, there's a little there, but there's a lot that kind of tell us how to go about life as ambassadors of Christ and farmers on his behalf.
Unbelievable, bro. I love how you said that, man. I love how you say, but now she wasn't there to pull the weeds, to remove the rocks, to take care of the soil, man. I feel that to my core. You know, I lost my father, and he was kind of that person for me, man. Now that I think about that, I never looked at it like this, like that, man. That's unbelievable.
It's, you know, when my grandma passed, man, it was odd, because like the family just kind of got at odds with each other. You know, like she was the foundation of what kept everybody in a state of love and understanding. And when she was gone, the love kind of dissipated and the understanding just evaporated. And everybody was just at odds and, you know, started over, you know, who gets what from her estate. She didn't have nothing. It's like we're fighting over material things, and even such small amounts of material things that we don't even see. This is a distraction. This is a thorn growing. We don't even see what means something in life. You know, I've never been to a funeral where a pastor's like, you know, this is Joe. He had the wildest parties, the most girls, the fanciest cars. Oh, so on and so on. They say, you know, this guy was here for me when I needed somebody and nobody else was there. Like, this guy showed up for me in my darkest moment and sat there with me. And that is a legacy. That type of thing, that type of seed planting, it has everlasting effects. You know, it's that ripple effect. Like, you do something kind for somebody, and like you change a person's life, and then that person becomes a better father, and then his kids are affected, and then his kids grow up and they're a model of the man that you help build somebody into, and their kids are affected. And it just, I mean, it has an eternal, you know, there's no end to who your good deeds can reach if you show up for somebody with love, compassion, and understanding and acceptance. Like, not necessarily agreeance, but acceptance, to be able to look past the things I don't agree with somebody and still see God's child on the other side of that.
And how do you feel about, I don't think that all seeds are necessarily good seeds when planting seeds. I know when people hear about plant the seed, you immediately want to go, you want to think about spiritually, you want to think about, you know, man, you want to think about planting the seed of Jesus. I think that also you can plant bad seeds. You can plant seeds of negativity too if you're not careful. What do you think about that?
Man, I used to carry around a whole bag full of negative seeds, man.
Come on.
It don't take nothing but a few scrolls down a TikTok page to see this happening. You know, a lot of people get on the internet and it's self-promotion, it's drama. It's like, who can I call out? Who can I criticize? And then you got the sexual part of these things. You know, that women and men too, shaking what the mama gave them on these apps. And, like, you know, our society shifted where this, you know, this feminism view is like, oh, this woman's independent, she's doing her thing. It's like, you're doing your thing, but you're also pulling a married man's attention away from his wife. People are sending you money. They're taking food off the plate of their children. Like, these are evil, destructive seeds that are being planted. And just with our eyes and ears, what we hear and see in music, what we hear and see on the movies, what we hear and see on social media, like, those things can pull us into a very destructive lifestyle.
Yeah, it keeps like fueling the fire of life, like a negative coworker. Like, we got plenty of those, you know what I mean? They talk about how much they hate this place and they could do better, they could make more money. And the more you listen to it, the more you're like, yeah, you're right, man. I could do better too.
Yeah.
In all actuality, like, I don't feel this way at all, man. Like, could you just leave me alone? You know?
God. Man, I prayed for this job. You got
to complain
about it.
Right. Like, that's blasphemous.
Right. Yeah, oh, man. I mean, that happens every day, man. Like that negative coworker, that negative family member, that negative church member. You know, it as much as faith and the good parts of spiritual, you know, just spiritual living are contagious, those negative evil parts are just as contagious. Like, you become who you're around. And, you know, and I'm not saying don't go and try to help one of these people, but make sure that you're rooted with good seeds before you step into those battlefields. Like, you don't want to step into them alone. You want to have a strong prayer life. You want to have an attitude where you start your day out with gratitude. Like, I'm grateful for another day that I get to spread Jesus to somebody. You know, you want to have men, you know, if you're a woman, or women around you that are on that same path as you are. You know, you want to have people in your corner that when you start to kind of stray off the path a little bit, kind of pull you back on.
Yeah, man, it's really small habits can be planting seeds. Because when you said gratitude, that's what made me think about that. Small habits like prayer, acts of kindness, giving compliments, gratitude, all that could just be little small habits that you pick up and you're actually planting seeds all, you know what I mean, every single day. That one simple compliment to somebody, you know what I mean? Or that, like I was just talking, that one simple, when you walk away from somebody, God bless, you know, have a great day. That one little gesture can really be planting the seed for somebody and to really change their day. And that could very possibly be the beginning of their breakthrough. And you didn't even realize that you planted that seed. So just being kind can really plant the seed.
Yeah. Like, right. I've noticed, and this is weird, for like the last couple months, when I see people like at the store or something, if they're looking at me, I just give them a thumbs up, you know, and I smile real big, you know, right. And I don't know what that's been doing, but I mean, I get the biggest smiles anymore. If they're like, all right. Like, I don't know who that guy was, but he gave me a thumbs up, so I gave it back, you know?
Yeah, that's that act of kindness, man. Maybe they was having a terrible day. Maybe they was ready to walk off the edge.
Yeah.
And that thumbs up kind of like gave them that, man, there are good people left in this world still. You know what I mean?
And there's a story that, you know, I've told many times and made a couple videos about it, but it's this guy moved to San Francisco from New York. He leaves his house, walks all the way to the Golden Gate Bridge, a couple mile walk. And, you know, there's been 2,000 people, over 2,000 people that have jumped off the Golden Gate Bridge and ended their life. And this guy had the same motive. Like, he's going there to do that. He gets there, gets up on the bridge, jumps. And he's no longer with us. And when they went in his house after the fact, they found a letter. And it said, if one person smiles at me, I'm not going to jump.
Hmm.
So, I mean, you don't know how much a smile means. You know, something that small is a seed that can grow into something really big for somebody. You know, just seeing them. Like, you know, I'm walking there with those intentions and somebody sees me as a person and smiles at me. And, you know, something like that can just completely turn a day or a life around.
Hmm. Yep. Whew. Wow, that's powerful, man.
Yeah.
You know, I guess he already knew.
Yeah, he already knew no one's going to smile at me.
Yeah. You know what I mean? You think about that. And, you know, one simple smile, that's literally would have kept him off the bridge, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't mean to make it morbid in here, but.
No, absolutely. No, that's powerful, man. I just, you know, it makes me think about it, you know? You know,
back to what you were saying about, you know what I'm saying, the bad seeds, you know what I mean, and how you can't let them, you want to help these people, but you don't want it to affect your lifestyle, you know what I mean? And it's like brushing your teeth before you have the conversation, you know, and Yeah, that's kind of hard to do sometimes because like the more you care, the more you want to listen, and just the listening part will like rub off to you. You know what I mean? Because life is hard. They're right. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you got everything you're mad about is 100% correct, and you have every right to be mad about that. Now I gotta think about how to change your mind. And sometimes if I can't figure out something to say to you that I think would help, it does. It'll affect me. You know what I mean? So you gotta be careful. Them bad seeds are like 10 good ones. You know what I mean?
You know, and listening to what you're saying, man, I'm looking at these soil conditions, and you know, the Holy Spirit gives us discernment. So, you know, if I'm looking at someone with that negative attitude and somebody that I know is a sower of negativity, it's like I want these things that he talks about in the first three. I want a hardened heart to evil. I want a shallow heart to negativity. I want distractions to take my focus off of that negativity with the thorny soil. So, you know, like in a heart condition aspect, I guess when you cultivate a heart for positive spiritual growth, for the negative parts of it, you kind of want to stay dormant on it. You know, just leave it alone. You know, Paul talks about, you know, in terms of sexual sin, like he, you know, that's the one sin he says, flee from it, like run away. He said, he don't say take it out by dinner. He don't say give it your phone number. He don't say go get some coffee with it. He says to turn around and flee from it, run away. And sometimes we got to do that in our life too, man. It's, you know, if somebody's constantly bringing negativity towards me, then I got to love them from a distance. That don't mean to say if they're in a situation or a circumstance in life, I can't be there for them. But I want my walk to be attractive to someone else so that when they see where I'm going, they want to go there too.
Now, I happen to know Joe's story, you guys. I know some people that are going to watch this or are watching this, and I know a lot of them know your story as well. Is there a time that you could think back and you can look at it now, like, wow, that was one of the seeds that was planted in my life? Can you think back of one of those seeds that was planted in you that's been the ultimate? That was like the ultimate breakthrough. Like, wow, now you look back at it and it has grown into this big tree.
Man, when you were talking, man, the reason I smiled is, yeah, I thought right to one event. Like I've had a lot. Like God has put so many people in my life that has showed up. Actually, like there's two that really stand out. Like one night, I had the same attitude as our friend that walked to the Golden Gate Bridge, and you know, just to stay family friendly, you know, I was ready to exit this world. And you know, this guy shows up at my house, and I end up locking myself in the bathroom, still trying to find a way to get out of this world. And if y'all don't know what I'm talking about, I'll give you a little insight. You know, I was in deep in addiction for a long time, and I was back there trying to take my own life, you know, through the means of addiction. And I'm in there for 2 hours, and I hear like two people came, and I heard somebody leave. So I thought they both had left. So I walk outside, and my friend Pete is still sitting on the couch. And, you know, he took me to get something to eat. He sat with me all night long. And, you know, I credit him to being one of the reasons why I'm still here today. You know, he just completely sat down everything else that was probably something he'd rather be doing at the time, and he just sat with me. The other experience, man, and this, you know, this is what made me smile. When I was in North Dakota, you know, it was just really lonely there. It was like 50-mile-an-hour winds, 50 below zero in the winter. There's a lot of bars, and you know, I was trying to stay sober at the time. And there was a gym, and this one gym there, and I used to go there every day. And I was so angry. I was just so mad, so wrapped in self, and just selfish. And this old man that was a pastor at the church, he would be in there every day, like every day. I think he just sat there all day waiting for me to come in. But I come in that gym and like I see him and I try to hide from him. I was like, man, don't talk to me today. Just leave me alone. Just let me be miserable by myself. But every day he would come up to me and he said, hey, Joe, I just want to tell you that Jesus loves you and I love you too. Every day. And, you know, I'd keep coming in there and he'd keep coming up to me. I love you. Jesus loves you. And eventually those conversations got a little bit longer and we started developing a friendship. We got to know each other. And I didn't realize it at the time, but what he was doing was loving the literal hell out of me.
Mm.
And by doing that, you know, he loved God into me. And I didn't have this revelation till a couple years after I left North Dakota about the impact that person taking the time to come up to me and tell me I love you and Jesus loves you every day had on my life. Like that is the type of seed that we want to plant. That's an example of field preparation. He was removing the rocks. He was taking out the briars and the thorns. He was tilling up the dirt and he was putting seeds in it and they took root eventually.
Unbelievable. What about you, Mr. Josh? You got something that you could think of back on that you look at now and you're like, wow. That's when the seed was planted.
Well, I mean, honestly, yeah. I mean, I've had a lot of good seeds planted, but if I look back, my biggest was my mom, man. My mom, 100%, you know, and she, I didn't get to see her much growing up because she always had two jobs just to take care of me. And she was just an amazing, amazing person, in my opinion, man. She's strong. She's still with me. She's still pretty healthy, too, you know, so I'm blessed with that. And, I mean, I have had uncles, you know what I mean, that are really, you know, handy dandy mechanics and things like that, taught me a lot. So I've had a lot of good around me, man. I've really been blessed. I haven't. You know, I mean, I've been depressed. You know, I mean, I've lost a, you know, a child at one point in my life, and you know, I mean, things have been there, and thank God for family sometimes, and especially my mom. So I got to give her the credit on it. Yeah.
Yeah, I know for me, as we were sitting here thinking about this, I thought about this. See, normally I would go to the recovery, the addiction part, what helped me get out of that, but I'm going to go to something different. As I was just thinking about it, I thought about this. I used to not believe in Jesus or the devil, period. I didn't believe in neither one of them. I thought it was all a farce. I thought it was just a book. I made fun of people that did believe about it. I was that guy. And I actually wrote a song about it. It was a friend, a guy I met and his wife. I actually wrote a song called My Two Angels. And I just went through a divorce and I was in a bad, bad place in my life. I mean, that literally, I wrote another song about it. Literally, you could see the stains from the pictures of that are gone. You know what I mean? That type of thing. Cause I just went through a divorce and I was in a bad spot. And, I met this guy and he was so happy. And I asked him why, you know, why are you so happy? And he's just this happy guy, you know, everything's so great. And when he talked to me, he made me feel good too. And come to find out, he was a junior pastor. And he first started introducing me to God at that point. Now, see, I still thought he was full of crap. Yeah, I still didn't believe it. But, you know, now I know, looking back at it, because now I still talk to him today, and we talk about scripture, and we talk about Jesus, and you know me. Now I know that was actually planting the seed, because I started to get curious at that time when he did that to me. You know, I started to get curious, like, let me look into this a little more. Man, I just had that thought as we were sitting here talking about it. Now, before we go, Joe, you got to... You got some things, people out there listening, man. You got some things that maybe people can make like small habits in their life that could be a ripple effect. You got some small words of advice that people can do to not really go out of their way. Some simple things that people can do to kind of plant seeds.
Yeah, smile at somebody.
Come on, man.
Talk to somebody. Like when you ask somebody how they're doing, don't just wait for the response. Fine, I'm fine.
Amen.
Get into conversations with somebody. Take some time to get to know people. The one of the verses that you had put up before, it was verse 31 and 32. If you want to put that up on the screen, he presented another parable to them, saying, "The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his fields. And this is smaller than other seeds, but when it's full grown, it is larger than the garden and plants and becomes a tree so that the birds of the air can come nest in its branches." And, you know, like the mustard seed is a extremely small seed. And, you know, these things do start small. So when you plant the smile, when you plant the conversation, when you plant the good deed for somebody and don't go and tell everybody what you did for them. The thing, there's another verse at Matthew 17:20, and it says, "The faith of a mustard seed, you can move mountains." That's one of the verses that's kind of misinterpreted a lot of times. Is, you know, people say the faith the size of a mustard seed, but it's not. It's faith of a mustard seed, faith like a mustard seed.
Right.
And the reason they say that is because though a mustard seed is such a small seed, when you plant it and it does take root in those fertile fields and that fertile heart, it ends up growing into a completely invasive plant. It's like kudzu. It grows up and overtakes all the other vegetation. It completely takes over every part of your life. And, you know, we can do that for someone else. We can plant that seed of faith in someone else just by living a way that reflects Jesus Christ and by being present for a person when they're having a human moment where that faith can overtake every part of their life. You know, it's one of the things, like, you ask Jesus into your heart and you give him the whole heart. You don't say, "You can have my heart, but don't go in the basement. Don't open that drawer. Don't look behind that door. Everything else is yours, but don't go in those places." But, you know, if you plant a seed of faith, man, it's going to open those doors. So it boils down to living a Christ-centered life so that when people look at you, they're like, what's different about him? This guy is reflecting a type of light that I'm not familiar with. John 1:5 says, "The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. It cannot understand it. It cannot comprehend it. It cannot extinguish it." So light, you know, darkness can't live in the existence of light. As long as you're living in the light, you know, darkness is going to flee.
Hey, man, light it up, boy. Light it up live.
That's right. Light it up.
That's right. Man, Joe, I want to thank you so much for joining us tonight. Man, yeah, I called up and you were busy today and you still took the time out to sit and talk with us, man. You always do when it comes to helping other people and talking about Jesus. And I know when it was plant the seed, I knew you'd come on here and you would plant a couple seeds out here with us today, brother. Is there anything that you want to tell people about? You want to send them anywhere? Are you going anywhere that people can come see you? Do you got any websites you want to talk about? Or
yeah, y'all can find us at warpathministries.org. You can follow the Facebook group Warpath Ministries. We got a group page and a official page, so you know, like both of them. And I do want to plug this: October 4th of this year, we will be at Cherokee Park in Morristown, Tennessee, where we're doing the Awaken the Spirit revival. We've got an amazing lineup. Holy Beards is going to be there. Jordan Wilson, I'll be speaking. Bex Howe, you guys are familiar with, she'll be there speaking. Josh and Amanda Davis. Oh yeah, yeah. We got somebody that's going to be watching Bex all the time. It'd be an all weekend thing if we just let Bex roll with it. But we got her, Roy McGee from Fountain of Hope Ministries.
Oh, yeah, dope. Yeah, yeah.
Josh and Amanda Davis, Redeemed, is going to perform. Patrick Gibson, he's going to perform.
Oh, good.
In the MCD event. Nikki Gracious, Jay Truth, and Matt and Christian, they will be there singing. They're really good. I'm really looking forward to this. We'll probably be starting at 9 a.m., ending up around 6 p.m. And it's a free event.
Free?
Come on in.
Wow.
Bring your church. Bring a friend. Bring yourself. Bring a chair, man. Rain or shine, we're going to be there. And we'll be spreading the word, man, and just fellowshipping in the light of God, man. Just trying to bring a meaningful encounter with the gospel of Jesus Christ that day.
Amen, brother. So if you guys are out there in that area, man, make sure you go check them out. And if you're not in the area, get a plane ticket, man. Take a vacation. Go check it out. Go get filled with the Holy Word. Josh, you got any final words, my brother?
No. You know, and when you see someone in public just randomly talking to each other, those are good seed planters. You know what I mean? Like the person, like I talk to people in the checkout line. I don't know these people, and other people look at me like I'm crazy. I'm just trying to be positive. You know what I mean?
Amen, yeah. My brother. Well, thank you so much again, Joe, for hanging out with us, man, and helping us spread some seed. You guys, don't forget to go to the YouTube channel. Go to YouTube, put at Light It Up Live. Hit that subscribe button, man, so we can get up to 50 subscribers. This was episode 9. Make sure y'all go plant a seed. And remember, your rope's longer than you think. God's rope, it has no end. Hold on tight.
That's right.